Yeah. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good morning. I am fiddling around in the studio this morning. I love being here at WWDB, wonderful studio. We have such bright sunshine this morning, and it was just pouring all through the window, and I'm trying to get adjusted where I can do what I need to do. And we are on Facebook Live at WWDB AM Talk 860. And you can listen on the radio or you can listen on the WWDB AM website. I'm Thera Martin. Glad to be with you this morning. Happy New Year. Happy New Year to everybody. It was 2023, the last time I rolled up in here a week ago, and now we are into a new year. I am the host of this portion of our broadcast day every Wednesday, 8 to 9 a.m. here at WWDB. This program is called Inside Scoop, Part 1. Inside Scoop Part 2 comes your way every Thursday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. And Inside Scoop Part 2, well, that's hosted by Sheree Darden, the publisher and owner of the Scoop USA Media. Now, today on the show, we will be talking with Fraudulene St. John, the founder of Women of Many Hats. It is a nonprofit organization that she has recently founded. She's also a published author in her own right, and she is in the ministry. And so we look forward to starting our morning out talking with Fraudulene. And the reason I wanted to start with someone like her is because she's energetic, she's positive, and she's trying to do good work in the Delaware Valley and beyond. And so we will tell her story in the first part of our show today. At 8:30 this morning, we will be joined by Claudia Sherrard. Claudia is a longtime community activist from South Philadelphia, and she's going to share with us some of the ideas or thoughts that some of her South Philly neighbors and she have that they would like to see happen under the leadership of our new mayor, Sherelle L. Parker, right? And so we'll hear what some South Philadelphia residents are thinking about in terms of what they would like the new mayor to do for South Philly specifically. And speaking of our new mayor, Sherelle L. Parker, of course, you know she made history yesterday. It was an amazing day, an exciting day, an outstanding day. And I'm thankful and grateful that I got to witness it, to be there in the building, the Met Philadelphia at Broad and Poplar, to be in that building and to witness for myself, live and in living color, the swearing in of Philadelphia's 100th mayor, who happens to be an African-American woman. And we're excited because we've never had a female mayor before in our city. And so we are wishing Sherelle L. Parker and her administration and our city council, wishing all of them well. If they can work together and get things done, oh, this city is going to be better than better. Now, the reality is the honeymoon is over as of today. Yesterday, it was everybody was, kumbaya and all cool, and city council and the mayor were all good together. And it would be wonderful if it could just stay that way forever. But the reality is, 9 times out of 10, there's going to be times when the mayor and city council members are not going to agree on certain issues, and they will have their verbal disputes and all of that. But at the end of the day, my prayer and my hope for the city is that after our elected officials may have disagreements on certain issues or legislation or things that they should do to lift Philadelphia up, that they can come to an agreement and put their heads together and make good things happen for our city. Really and truly, that's really all I'm hoping and praying for the city of Philadelphia. But they're not going to always get along, folks. Just know that. The weather forecast. Let's get to that right quick. Oh, boy. Well, get outside and enjoy a nice bright afternoon today, because by tomorrow, by Thursday, you could see a flurry or sprinkle around. Then there's a possibility of a weekend nor'easter. Today, a high of 46 degrees. We'll take it. And like I said, it's going to be sunny. It's going to be nice outside today. Yes, yes, yes. By tomorrow, it's breezy with morning clouds and a flurry or a sprinkle possible. A high of 45 degrees tomorrow. Then on TGI Friday, mostly sunny and cooler, a high of 41 degrees. Saturday, it's going to be rather cloudy in the morning with an afternoon high of 40 degrees. And that's when we may start to see some light precipitation breaking out in the afternoon. And so we're not sure if we're going to get any real kind of totals, any kind of real white stuff on the ground. But some people are waiting with bated breath and great anticipation because they love snow. As for me, I think snow is really pretty. It's really beautiful. I love looking out my window at it when I'm snug and warm in my house. Now, when I have to go out in the snow and drive, then I'm not a happy camper. What about you? TJ, good morning to you, by the way, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year and good morning. Yeah, I'm the same way. I like watching snow from my window, but when it comes to driving in it, I don't like, you know, I did it like for years when I worked at a parking garage at a hospital back in the day, and I hated it.
Yeah, I am not a fan of driving in it at all, but we'll see. And if it has to happen, the weekend is better than during the week because most people are off on the weekend, so it shouldn't be too tough for families. And children are back at school today, and I've got a couple of stories I want to jump into before my first guest connects with us this morning. Okay, let's go with it. Here's what's happening. Well, Sherelle Parker was formally inaugurated as the 100th mayor of Philadelphia yesterday and became the first woman to hold that office. Parker's inauguration included a ceremonial swearing in. She actually took the oath of office shortly after midnight on Monday, her office confirmed, following Jim Kenney's last day as mayor on Sunday. She then delivered a wide-ranging inaugural speech that touched on her humble beginnings and used the example of her own experiences as a beacon of hope for the city. She said, "I was born to a single teenage mother without my biological father present in my life. My grandparents raised me. Mommy, a domestic worker from Manning, South Carolina. Daddy, a disabled Navy veteran," she said. Parker signed several executive orders yesterday, including one that will declare a public safety emergency to fight crime in the city. She said her administration will announce specific plans to increase the number of police officers on the streets with a focus on community policing. In a 100-day action plan released yesterday, Sherelle Parker said the public safety emergency will expeditiously get every available resource into neighborhoods struggling with the scourges of crime, gun violence, drugs, and addiction. Her plans will include increasing the number of police officers on the streets with a focus on community policing. Officers there as guardians and not warriors, getting to know the people they are sworn to protect and serve, Parker said during her inaugural address. She said she's also directing our new police commissioner, Kevin Bethel, to deliver plans for those crises and for quality of life crimes, including car theft, shoplifting, and illegal ATV use. Parker also spoke about her desire to clean up the open-air drug market in Kensington. Her plate, her cup, runneth over. But I believe we got the right one in there to help make our Philadelphia better, stronger than it ever was before. Another story in the news this morning I'm happy to share with you. New school, new year. How about that? A big day for students and staff as the first new school in North Philadelphia in 7 decades finally opens its doors today. I'm talking about the T.M. Pierce Elementary School. It's a $44 million state-of-the-art educational facility that has replaced a century-old building that contained asbestos and lead. It was just back in 2019. Parents were outraged over the discovery in the old school. This is the first public school built in North Philadelphia in 70 years. That from Mayor Kenney. Before he left office, he was a part of the ribbon-cutting ceremony that happened at the end of the month of December. "That's insane," the mayor said. "The first public school building, brand new, built in North Philadelphia in 70 years. When young people walk into this new school today, the school building says something about what we think about our students. It says something about what we value," said Dr. Tony Watlington, superintendent of the School District of Philadelphia. "I am very excited about the new T.M. Pierce Elementary School. It's on Cambria Street, right off of 22nd and 22nd Street. You know, that's my heart in North Philadelphia. So we are excited for our community. And we've got this brand new school, the first new school built from the ground up in Philadelphia public school in 70 years. Wow. Okay, now it's 8:10. 8:10 exactly in the morning, and you're listening to Inside Scoop. Some of you may be watching Inside Scoop on Facebook Live. We're up on the WWDB AM Talk 860 page on Facebook Live. You can also listen at www.wwdb.com or just listen on the radio. Go on the AM side at 860 AM. There you have it. My guest, my first guest, she stands by, and I'm excited to have her. I appreciate her so very much. This young lady is dynamite. She's energetic. She's positive. She's a woman of God, most of all. And she's got great things that are happening right now. The founder of a brand new nonprofit organization in Philadelphia area called Women of Many Hats. And we are so delighted and pleased to be able to say good morning to Fraudulene St. Jean. Thank you for being with us.
Good morning.
There
good
you morning. Are. Good to see new you this year. Morning.
Happy New Year.
Yes. Happy New Year. Peace and blessings in this new year. I'm just praying. I'm praying for our city. I'm praying for our state. I'm praying for our nation. I'm praying for the world because there's so much crazy stuff going on all around us. We got to keep it in prayer.
Amen to that. Yes. How are you?
It's I'm great. Great.
Here.
You are such a blessing. Tell me, now you had started talking about, the last time I had a chance to interview you, you were talking about another nonprofit, which is a wonderful nonprofit. My hat's off to Chosen 300.
Yes,
but today, but when you were on then, even as my guest, you mentioned that you had a new nonprofit, Women of Many Hats, but now you are stepping into glory in this new year in a full blast way. Tell us about your organization and what you are doing with Women of Many Hats, Fraudulene.
Well, honestly, I am thankful for Chosen 300. I had the opportunity to work with Brian Jenkins and to see this firsthand. But in 2024, it was a time that I had to come out the boat and walk and do what God has called me to do. So Women of Many Hats Ministry, we are a nonprofit organization where we are committed in making a positive impact in our community by serving, by praying, by teaching, and helping mental health and wellness in our community. So that's what we're doing. We really specialize with women and children who are in the transition of coming from, you know, living in the street to a shelter and getting them back into the working world and being this community that they need. Also, we provide food assistance for those who are less fortunate and homeless. We have a food distribution once a month in the Southwest Philadelphia area. And we help in Haiti. We have a school where we actually go from K to fourth grade for now, where we help them learn English and give them all the regular activity, academy stuff that they need for school. We help build a well with Chosen 300 and give clothes to the homeless. We do our part, but we also are faith-based. We believe in Christ and we preach Christ. We talk Christ. We live Christ. We have prayers every day at 6 a.m. and also prayer for our nation every Monday at 10 p.m. Eastern time. And every Saturday, we are fasting for America. The year of 2024, we pick every Saturday to fast for America and to pray for our country. That's what we're doing.
You are doing so many things, and it's all good. I count it all a blessing. So with Women of Many Hats, if there are some women who are listening right now and they're saying, this sounds very interesting to me. It sounds like something I would like to be a part of. What do you have to do to become a part of Women of Many Hats?
Oh, we would love to welcome every woman. We open all around, not just in Philadelphia. We have women in different states and even God is so good in different country also. So if you want to join us and you want to be in a community that's here to support you, to get you the resource, just simply go to www.women.com. There you are able to sign up to send us an email and to get the phone number for our prayer line number to join our community where we could help you with childcare. We could help you with the transition, help you find a shelter, help you come out and get your home. And even if God gave you a gift, a talent, and you need someone to help you to do that, that's what we do. And we're looking for authors. You know, remember the book that from last time, The Blueprint of Prayer, who's, you know, Amazon bestseller list. And we thank God for that. So we help you have a healthy prayer life and look at life in a different view, not halfway. The cup is not halfway empty. You know, it's not halfway empty. It's
right. So now the talk about the book, you said you're looking for authors.
Yeah, we want to help people that want to write. We want to help them. We want to help them get that out there. Mm-hmm. This is the year to get it done. Mm-hmm. I believe 2024 is the year that we have to push fear aside and actually walk on water. When Peter was in the Bible, when Peter was in the boat and saw Christ walking on water, he said, Lord, if that's you, call me out. Call mm-hmm. me to come. Mm-hmm. And what I love about that, when Christ called him, he didn't say, Peter, come out. He said, come out.
Yes.
That was a call for everyone. Mm-hmm. So if the other disciples wanted to get out, they could have get out too. Because when God is making something personal, he will call you personally. Just like when he went for Lazarus, he said, Lazarus, come mm-hmm. out the tomb. Mm-hmm. So it was literally for Lazarus. So this year is the year that everyone that had the desire and feel the need to step out, step out, step mm-hmm. out. And we will be that community that help you walk. You're writing a book, we will help you write the book. We have authors, we have editors, we have people that have their own publishing rights that could help you to publish the book. Mm-hmm. And we mm-hmm. are the community that will support, share, buy yeah. your book and then share with other people, you know?
This is very good. And so many people, over the years, I hear people say, I'm going to write a book. And then they never do. So you are offering an opportunity to help people, particularly folks who may not have had a background in writing, but they still have got a book in them. And a lot of us have books in us, stories that we need to tell or that we need to share, testimonies that we need to share. So you'll help them get it. You and your team will help them get it together.
Yes, with that. And with me, the Blueprint of Prayer was my regular journal. Mm-hmm. So then my assistant, Diana, Principal Diana, she literally edited the book mm-hmm. and did that. And then a woman from our group, Heather James, she have her own publishing right. So she went and, you know, published it and mm-hmm. put in Amazon and did everything. Yeah. It was all, everything you need is in the house. It mm-hmm. was literally everybody was wow. right there at the right time. We also help with mental health. Mm-hmm. We are so blessed to have with us Dr. Tim Barsdale. I don't know if you ever heard, you probably know Tim.
I've
Barsdale.
Heard of him.
Mm-hmm. He talked highly of you. And he is now currently the new president of the Pennsylvania Psychiatrist Association. Mm-hmm. So he gives training with mental health. We have program where we have brunches. We do the vision board. Mm-hmm. We do mental wellness. We have Dr. Keisha. They all have their degree in that. So we could help people to have the
Excellent.
Right mind for
Excellent.
This year. We're going to eat healthy. We're going to think healthy. We're going to have a healthy prayer life. And we're going to be surrounded by healthy people. And that's here to challenge you and also hold your hand through the process. And then let it go and then start clapping, cheering you on.
Now, as far as your ministry and the work that you do in the ministry, do you have a gathering place yet? Because I know that things are moving, things are changing. My understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong, you're not going to be working with Chosen 300 in the same capacity like you did before, because you were giving them everything, your whole life, you know, 24/7 almost. So you're on it. God has put you on a different path. And so are you in the process of looking for a space where you can have worship services?
I am. Okay. I'm looking for a building. For right now, we thank God for Pastor Eric Simmons with Grace Center. Mm-hmm. He have a location in Southwest Philadelphia on Island Avenue, 2891 Island Avenue, where we are able to have our brunches, our meeting once a month mm-hmm. there, but mm-hmm. also to give out the food we use that area. Okay. But we are looking for a building. If mm-hmm. any one of mm-hmm. your wonderful listeners and viewers know a building or have a, you know, something they could lead me to, mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to go there too, because mm-hmm. we're looking for our own so we could have service and we could have food distribution. We could have our meeting where we could have, you know, even a shelter. I don't like to call it shelter. I want to call it a transition home.
Yes.
Where a mother and children could come, and we have, you know, caseworkers. We really mm-hmm. have caseworkers that will help them with the transition to become first-time home buyer or to bring them back into the working world.
I love it. You are a woman who has stepped out on faith, so you don't just talk about it. You are about it. You know, because so many of us say, oh, praise the Lord, hallelujah, and all, you know, we talk like we have faith and pretend like we have faith, but then when God tells us to do something, or put something on our heart, then we get scared and we don't do anything at all. So God gave you a mission and you stepped out on faith and you're doing it and taking Women of Many Hats to a full-time capacity as a nonprofit organization and doing your ministry and helping people who want to be published authors to get it done. What else is on your plate, Fraudeline?
Oh my God. We are actually going from state to state to do a prayer conference. Uh-huh. Every month we're going to be in a different state starting in March. We will be in Dallas, Texas, March 16th to the 18th. We will have a prayer conference. Uh-huh. Then we will go to Atlanta. We will be in Ohio, in New York City, and doing retreat with the women. Yes. And we have some men. Let me not leave the men out, because we do have some amazing men who back us up, you know. Okay. They come and support and get fed also with the word and what we're doing. So it is amazing what the mandate the Lord put on me, because I was like, God, are you serious? Are you going to call me? I'm good being a Robin. I'm good being the one that helped everyone else. Mm-hmm. And don't say to me, I want you to be my Robin and let me be your Batman.
Wow, wow, wow.
What I asked you to do. And I completely surrender. It's new, but it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I just can't wait to see what God is about to do.
Yes, yes, yes. And you have a presence that is building every single day on social media, on Facebook in particular. Now, I don't know if I recall having seen you on Instagram. I don't know if I saw you on Instagram yet, but I see you on Facebook and it is building, and that's quite exciting.
Yeah, about the prayers. I did a prayer. It's over 7,000 views. Mm-hmm. And on TikTok, everything God is putting me to put out there is getting 4,000, 5,000. Mm-hmm. I'm like, how am I hitting 8,000 already? You know, it's just that's what happened when you give God a complete yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he's just leading the way. I'm like, okay, Lord, okay. And it's just slowly my nephew called me, Auntie, you know, you are trending right now. I said, what?
So does that mean you would call yourself a social media influencer now?
But that's what Facebook called me, because now Facebook is seeing me when I post.
I love it. I love it. Wow. Well, for all the years I've been on Facebook, Facebook ain't never sent me no message talking about we want to pay you. And I guess that's because I don't post enough. I'm not, you know, even though I may post maybe 3 times a week, that's not enough. People who are doing it and really successful as social media influencers on Facebook or Instagram or TikTok or X or whatever else is out there, they are doing posts every day, maybe sometimes more than once a day. So you're really on your way to making big money as a social media influencer.
You have to. And that's one thing we do help in this group. Whatever talent and gift you have, our job is to help you, you know, let it blossom. And we do help people that have business, and we help them and teach them how to make social media work for you. Mm-hmm. It is a free advertising.
Yeah, exactly, right?
And we just got to really be consistent and be you. Don't try to look or sound like somebody else. Be you and be consistent being you. Mm-hmm. One day you wake up and you're like, what, 7,000 views? Wow. How did that happen?
So, like, tell me this. Like, how did Facebook approach you to say, hey, we want to pay you? Like, did they send you an email or what? How's it happen?
It was in my notification. Mm-hmm. So at first I thought it was like this must be fake.
Wow.
It was from Meta, and it was a modification saying that, you know, your Facebook is changing. They changed my whole page. Mm-hmm. They give me a place where I could put my, you know, bank information.
Mm-hmm.
And receive stars.
I think if something like that came to me, first of all, because I'm so suspicious, I'd be like, is this real? I would be scared to even to fill it out thinking that somebody was trying to, you know, snatch my bank account information or something. I would not believe it, I don't think.
That happened to me. I actually asked one of my coworkers, her name is Sharika, and I asked her, and I was saying, like, Facebook want to pay me. She was like, oh, it's real. Could that happen to her?
Mm-mm-mm.
She was like, yeah, they do. And I was like, what?
Wow.
I was like, I didn't believe it.
Let me tell you something. If I get a notification from Facebook one day saying they want to pay me, y'all going to have to slap me, because I'm going to be like, I know I'd have made it now.
It's all God.
Yes.
I be the glory, because it's for his work, because we do need funds. We are new. You know, Women of Many has been doing a prayer line for the past 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
We are known for prayers. But the last 2 years, we transitioned to the nonprofit organization. But we were helping other organizations. We were working really hard with Chosen 300. And But this year is the year the Lord was like, I want you to go ahead and step out. So we are looking for people to sponsor us. We are looking. We're going to have a big community. We're going to have a big community baby shower. Where the Lord showed me where we will have kids between two and under, where we will have a baby shower and give them brand new stuff. Because we're going to break generational curse over their family. And it's going to be new. And we need sponsors.
You're looking to do that when? In the spring or?
The spring. You know, April shower, May flower.
Yes.
So we are doing this in April in Philadelphia, and you know, in Allen Avenue. I will have the flyer. I will send it to you so you can share it for me.
Sure.
And we want to help the community. We're going to have books, pajamas. Carter already gave us pajamas, giving us clothes, papers, giving us diapers and wipes. So we have people personally that say they want to donate funds so we could get brand new stuff for them. You know, so that's what we're doing.
That's going to be awesome.
We're breaking curses.
That's going to be awesome. If people want to know more about Women of Many Hats, they can certainly go to the website that Fragileen has. It's womenofmanyhats.com, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Is there any other way that people can be in touch with you?
Yes, they could call my number. It's 267-586-5979. 267-586-5979. They could call me to find out, you know, if they want to know more information, if they want to join us, if they have a skill or ability that they want to offer the community, this is a good ground to start doing that too, especially with the young kids. I really, like, they are our future. I really feel that we need to invest more in the young kids that's coming up.
Yes, indeed. Well, I look forward to seeing you. If God says so, we will get together on Thursday, this Thursday, and we will go from there. But I am excited about Women of Many Hats and the mission that God has put you on, Fragileen. Wishing you all the best in 2024 and beyond.
Thank you. You too. God bless you and everyone else who's listening.
Have a great day. You're going to pop back in real soon and be with us again on this program, The Inside Scoop Part 1. I'm looking at my clock. My clock says it is 8:27. That means in about 3-4 minutes, we're going to be talking with Claudia Sherrard. Claudia Sherrard will join us by way of telephone. She is a longtime community activist out of South Philadelphia. They got some concerns down there. And she's going to share with me some of the things that some people in South Philly are talking about that they would love to see our new mayor make a difference or change for them. And each time I come in over the next few weeks, if I can make it happen, I'm going to try to talk to leaders, community activists from different parts of the city and ask them the question, if you could have the mayor's ear, what would you ask her to work on, fix, or change in your neck of Philadelphia? This is the Inside Scoop Part 1. I'm your host, Thera Martin. Inside Scoop Part 2 comes your way every Thursday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. with host Sheree Darden. She is the owner, the publisher of The Scoop Media, and we are just glad to be a part of her team. They are the sponsors for this broadcast that we do on Wednesdays, 8 to 9 a.m. Scoop, USA Media. We'll be back after these important messages with our next guest.
I will hug my mom.
I can't wait to embrace my brothers and sisters from choir.
We ask people what they would do when they get back to their loved ones.
I'll do a big barbecue and squeeze every face in my family. My brother, he better be ready for that bear hug, too.
I need to hug my girls.
Millions of people are getting vaccinated. It's our chance to get back to what we miss so much safely. And for people at higher risk of COVID-19 complications because of diabetes, high blood pressure, and heart conditions, or if you're a heart attack or stroke survivor, the COVID-19 vaccine is an important choice. With every vaccine, we are closer to a future free of COVID-19. The vaccines are safe, effective, and the right response. Getting back to life. Set your heart on it. It's up to you. For more information, go to heart.org/vaccine, a message from the American Heart Association.
Hi, I'm Cody DiPablo. Cancer, we don't want to think about it, but I had to because, well, I was busy working, traveling, enjoying life, completely forgot to pay attention to my health. Too much time passed since my last PAP. By the time I was tested, things didn't look too good. We thought I might have cervical cancer. Cervical, ovarian, and uterine cancers are gynecologic cancers. I was lucky. After lots of worries, no cancer. I've always been very close to my mother. When we finally got good results, she broke down. And that's when I realized it's not just about me. It's about your loved ones, too. So women get a Pap test to check for cervical cancer and get the inside knowledge about gynecologic cancers.
A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. For more information, call 1-800-CDC-INFO.
Every day, Mark fights retinitis pigmentosa, a blinding retinal disease. But even while his vision is taken, his family gives him hope. Because whether he's helping run their business or enjoying time at home with his wife and sons, Mark knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding diseases, providing real hope to those fighting vision loss. And our nationwide community of local chapters provides networking and support for people with vision loss, as well as their loved ones. Because the best way to fight against blinding diseases is to fight together. And for Mark, winning the fight against vision loss means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more about how you can help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
We're back. Glad to be with you on this Wednesday morning. It's Wednesday, January the 3rd, 2024. Now, since the new year has come in, I haven't been doing that much like writing where I would have to write the new year date out. But certainly over the years, for me and many people, I think it's like a challenge at the beginning of the new year. Like, say, if you're writing a check or whatever, to write the new year, you know, I don't need to be writing 2023 anymore. That's gone. It's over. It's past history. But so, yeah, that's where I am right now. I haven't had to do that much writing. I've been real busy. Over these last few days, I have been extremely busy as we've been preparing for the swearing in of Mayor Sherelle Parker and being prepared to cover that and what have you. So it's been a very busy time, but I just haven't been doing writing. So I got to make for sure I'm in tune with when I write the year out. It is now 2024, Thera. We are 3 days into the new year. I am so delighted and so pleased to have join me on our Newsmaker line a longtime community activist out of South Philadelphia. I'm talking about Ms. Claudia Sherrard. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah. Now, did you attend the swearing in yesterday, or did you watch any of it on TV or any of that?
I attended the swearing in. It was beautiful.
You were there. You were in the room.
Well, going to a morning service.
Yes, I was in there too, but I didn't. It was a gazillion people, so of course I didn't see you.
Yes, yes.
But it was good. It was good.
It was
good.
Beautiful.
Good. Yes. So now, the reason I asked you on, and it's something that I would like to do over the next number of weeks on this program at WWDB, is I want to talk to different community leaders and people that know Philadelphia that have been engaged in lifting up the area where you live to talk about some of the things that you might hope to see with the new mayor that she might be able to do for your neck of the woods, for South Philadelphia. And I know one of the big issues for you and some other of your good neighbors has been Washington Avenue. So what you want to talk
everyone
about?
Everyone remembers that.
Yeah, what you want to talk about this morning?
I'm just so pleased to be a part of the 100th mayor of the city
yes.
of Philadelphia.
Yes.
And it being a female,
mm-hmm.
period.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've been let down so many, many, many times all over the world. And then when you think about a minority, a black woman, I am a black woman. My children, my grandchildren, and my great-grandchildren will have the opportunity of meeting that challenge. Because mm-hmm. I will make sure not only that they know, that they have the wherewithal to do as likewise.
Yes.
And
well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
And, you know, being a mother and a great-grandma, it really, really fills my heart with gladness to know that we've made such strides over the years. And I'm hoping that the young people will take a look at what has happened and take their challenge to the next level and say, well, I could do that too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm certainly hoping that many of us, children, teenagers, even some of us older people, are inspired by what we witnessed on yesterday, whether you were in the room or watching on television or listening on the radio or even just caught some of the clips of it on the nightly news. I'm praying that a lot of people looked at what went down yesterday in Philadelphia and are motivated and encouraged and willing to also roll up their sleeves to help Sherelle Parker have success with her first 100 days and beyond, because she's got a plate full. Her cup runneth over and her plate runneth over too.
Right. It's a give and take process. You can't do it by yourself.
Right.
And I like her ideology to have joint leaders all over the city to come together and be a think tank to help correct the ills that we're facing with, you know, like the public safety, the clean and green, you know, her initiatives, you know, housing, all of this needs people working together, economic opportunities. All of these can come if we work together, put our heads together and think about outside the box, not what we always did before. And some of the things we did before, perhaps some of them things need to be picked up.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we need to be a little bit more innovative and find different approaches.
And if you keep doing the same things and getting the same results, it is time to get innovative and try some new things out. And so I'm excited about the fresh ideas, the new energy, and all of that is coming from Sherelle Parker and some of the people who are on her new team. And I know she's continuing to build her team, and we're wishing her well. So now for South Philly, so the Washington Avenue concerns that you had, is that's all been addressed now? Is everybody pretty okay with where things stand with Washington Avenue?
Well, I'm constantly being told, thank God for me, but I keep telling them it wasn't about me. I was just one of the leaders. You know, God led me to see what I saw as a young person, that we had a very, very rough looking Washington Avenue years ago with the animals and the trains and all of that. We got through it. We crossed the street, because when we seen that big red sign to say stop, we stopped.
Yes.
So why are you going to use the wideness of the street as a vehicle to put bikes on Washington Avenue? You know, my concern is leave Washington Avenue like it is. Continue to clean it up. Minimize bike usage, because it's more or less for traffic, not for bicycling, unless you have bicycling with a permit or a license and insurance, because bicycles kill too.
So right now, the way things stand on Washington Avenue, the bike lanes, they're not there?
They're still there.
They're still there.
And they still have people driving them crazily in and out of the lane, and which is dangerous. Washington Avenue needs more lights.
Yes.
It's much better. We're getting more businesses on Washington Avenue. And that's another reason why they should have never, ever thought about changing the lanes from what it was, what it is, to what they want it to be. You have businesses. Businesses have no place for their merchandise to be loaded and unloaded. They have no back.
And that is another consideration that I would think folks would think of and be concerned about.
You would think so, but you know, I wonder, you know, what is wrong with these people? We're not New York.
Right.
And we're never, ever going to be New York. We're the city of brotherly love and sisterly affection. We're Philadelphia, and we need to make it be an example of who we are, not who somebody else wants us to be.
Now, any other major issues that some of our South Philadelphia residents, like yourself, a community leader, would want to bring to the attention of our new mayor?
Well, I think she addressed them. I'd just like to see them come to play, like housing for the people who cannot afford it. You know, everybody who are poor don't mean that they can't afford a house. Then on the other hand, there are people with money who can't afford a house because they don't have the education to be able to navigate the system. And I learned yesterday from our mayor that we're going to have a process where things are going to be streamlined and easy and more accessible. And I think that addressed one of the major concerns I had, because a lot of people with homes, but they don't know how to navigate the system.
Right.
Our education for our young people is horrible. I've never heard of children not having books. When I went to school, they was overloaded with books. We had all kinds of music programs offered to us. We kept everything that our children today don't have. And I want to know, where did we drop the ball at?
That's interesting. That is interesting.
Yes. And our children need to learn by an example.
Sure.
And school should be an example. School is not an example to our young people today.
Our children need the top level technology. They need to be on par with the schools that are in the suburbs and in other states. Absolutely. These old computer equipment that somebody donated that's 10 years old, that's obsolete. That's obsolete.
It is. It really is. Our children should have the opportunity to go to music classes, play the flute, the trombone, or whatever is accessible. We need to have doctors or some kind of limited med in the school system. When a child gets sick, they can be prepared to take care of them temporarily until they take them to the hospital.
Oh, they barely have nurses in schools anymore. That is another big issue, for sure. Now, before you go, I think the other important thing for our city as we go forward, if people really want to help our mayor like they say they do, there's little things that we can do, like being involved in our civic organizations, being involved in our block clubs, caring about your community right where you are. You don't have to necessarily go downtown to change the world. You can start on your own block. So now you are involved with and have been involved with organizations in South Philly forever. You want to give us one or two of them? Tell us when they meet so that maybe we can encourage people to show up, come out, roll up your sleeves and help get some work done.
Well, every third Friday of the month at 9 o'clock in the morning to 10:30, we have Point Breeze Community Network Plus. We meet at 20th and Reed. The address is 1350-1. Mm-hmm. And we meet there for an hour and a half. Our main focus is to educate people on what's going on in our community and how we can help our community. Mm-hmm. In addition to that, I'm in partnership with Al Littlepage. He is the president of Point Breeze CDC, mm-hmm. Community Development Corporation. In that organization, it does a little bit of everything. We both do zoning together. Mm-hmm. We both work to try to reach out to families and educate them. We both try to help in small things like personal things like social service and all. Mm-hmm. And we are also advisors, consultants, and try to help people to navigate the system within our two organizations. We just started with the partnership, and I think we can do better once this is 2024,
yes.
We lay out our plan. We haven't actually sat down together and developed a plan mm-hmm. that we can help the community more. We want to do a newspaper at least 4 times a year mm-hmm. to look at what we did in the past and what we're doing now,
yep.
and what we'd like to focus on for the future. And there's so much that we've done and want to do.
Well, you all are on point. I admire you so much over the years. I thank God for you. I'm glad that I have your number in my cell phone and I can reach out to you anytime. I respect you and just appreciate you so very much. And to me, you are an example of what some of the rest of us need to try to be, caring about our community, not just talking the talk. You walk the walk. You do the labor and the work. And so I can't do nothing but respect you for that.
Thank you. I love you and what you do, and I appreciate you thinking of me in the way you do.
All right.
But I could have done none of these things without my loving, sweet husband. He passed on a year ago, but he was the wind beneath your wings.
That was it. Wind beneath your wings.
He pushed me and pushed me mm-hmm. when my councilman was in trouble with the law. Mm-hmm. He says, Claudia, get up there. He needs you. He mm-hmm. needs you. Get on up there. Mm-hmm. And I did what I had to do because he's a fine young man.
Yes.
He came from a little boy
Kenyatta.
Trying to navigate mm-hmm. the system, and he has persevered.
Yes.
And now he's the president of city council.
Wasn't that beautiful yesterday?
Yes.
It was beautiful standing up there watching he and his beautiful wife and his two sons as he took the oath of office. And I'm just praying for all of them, every last one of those elected officials, and Sherelle at the top of the list, but all of them. I'm praying for all of them. I want them to do well because I want Philadelphia to do well. I want us to rock. Yes. I want us to shine. I want people to be begging to come to Philadelphia to visit and or maybe to live, to raise their kids and later on retire. There you go.
Yes.
Thank you, Miss Claudia. I appreciate you. I'm going to be calling you so we can talk some more and find out what we're going to do next together.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling me. Bye-bye.
You're quite welcome.
Have a great day. All right, that's Claudia Sherrard, longtime community activist in South Philadelphia. I have much respect for that lady. This is The Inside Scoop Part 1. I'm your host, Thera Martin, and on Thursdays, The Inside Scoop Part 2 comes your way, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Sheree Darden hosts Inside Scoop Part 2. She is the owner and the publisher of Scoop Media. We've got a newspaper that comes out 3 times a week. We've got a website. We've got a YouTube channel. We've got the radio programs. And we've got the phone app on your smartphones where you can go and look at the Scoop newspaper if you get the app on your phone. So we're doing a lot of stuff. We're doing a lot of good stuff, we believe, through the name Scoop USA Media, and we continue to march on and do more. One of the things I would ask you to do, if you would, in this new year, if you didn't do it already, guess what? You need to get a subscription to the Scoop. Make your life easy. Get a subscription to The Scoop. It costs $75 for 52 weeks. You have it mailed right to your door. You don't have to go look for it. It comes to you. And we want you to have that convenience of receiving The Scoop USA in the mail every week. How about that? All you got to do to get a subscription is to call the golden number. The golden number for The Scoop newspaper is 215-309-3139. That's 215-309-3139, and you can get your subscription to The Scoop, $75 for a year. And The Scoop doesn't make any money off of these subscriptions, by the way. I know that because Sheree Darden told me that. She doesn't make any money off the subscription. It basically, the $75 basically pays for her to mail that out every week for 52 weeks. It's not like we're getting rich off of subscriptions. I wish we were, but nonetheless, we still want our subscription base to rise, and so I encourage you, get your subscription to The Scoop USA Media today. Now, what is the mission of The Scoop? The Scoop is a for-profit community media company that prides itself on its dedication to community. We have been in business of educating our community since February of 1960, when our Sonny Driver first purchased The Scoop and made it a reality. From our first publication to our publication this week, our focus is to provide information that will educate, encourage, engage, inform, and motivate our readers. That's what The Scoop USA is really all about. And so again, I encourage you to call The Scoop Media at 215-309-3139. Now, I have one last guest that I'm believing will still show up for us on the phone line, and that will be Mr. Brent Hawthorne. Mr. Brent Hawthorne is the founder, one of the founders, of For the Kids Basketball. And over this past summer of 2023, every week they had a basketball clinic for young people between the ages of 7 and 18. Outside on the basketball courts of the Panatti Recreation Center. For the Kids Basketball does a lot of other positive things as well. And so Brent Hawthorne is supposed to connect with us this morning on the phone to talk about a coat and jacket giveaway that For the Kids Basketball is doing today outside in front of the Panatti Recreation Center. While Allegheny West Foundation, New Cortland, Blessings of Hope, and the Share Food Program are doing a food giveaway. This is our first food giveaway of the new year of 2024. It is today. It starts at 10 o'clock this morning and goes until all the food is gone. And we are outside in front of Panatti Recreation Center at 3101 North 22nd Street. That's at 22nd and Clearfield. And so we're excited to be out there today. We have a lot of fresh vegetables, fresh fruits. We're going to have some chicken, some roast porks they're giving away. We ask that you bring your own bags or your shopping carts or your boxes to carry the food away if you can. And it's free. And we try to move the line as quickly as possible, particularly now that we're into this cold weather. The temperature was holding steady at 30 degrees when I first came in the building this morning, which was at just about 7:30. It may have gone up a little bit, but it's not supposed to go up past 46 degrees today. So it'll be a little chilly out there. And when you're standing and you're standing still and 40 degrees and 42 degrees, it's kind of cold. So we try to move that line as quickly as we can, get people taken care of, and keep it moving. We make it as simple as possible. We do not ask for your firstborn grandchild in order to get some free food. We do not ask you to write a dissertation to get some free food. Just a couple of lines on a piece of paper. And we do that because nonprofit organizations like Allegheny West Foundation, when you are doing the work that we do, you need to show proof that you did what you said you did. And so we document with video clips. We document with photographs. I do that. I'm in charge of that. But then the people who are out there handing out the food, they have folks, you sign a piece of paper, put your name and your address. I don't even think we want your phone number, how many are in your household. So that way, when we go back to get more food, we can show our funders or people or organizations that support what we do, well, this is how many people we served in the last 6 months. This is how many people we served in 2023. So that's why we do just a little bit of paperwork, nothing much. You don't have to show identification. And like I said, you do not have to give away your firstborn grandbaby to get some food from the Allegheny West Foundation. We try to keep the pride in what we do, and we don't want anybody to feel embarrassed or to feel less than or to feel like we're trying to poke all in your business just because you're trying to come out and get some free food. The other reality is some people come out and get free food not because they need it for themselves. People like me, I come and I may take two or three bags of food. Like today, I got to take food to three people, three different households, three different addresses. They're all in the direction of where I'm going to get home, so it's not out of my way. But I do that because they are homebound, no car, one's handicapped, another one's in the wheelchair. So you do what you do. And I know there's other people like me who come out to the Allegheny West Foundation, to the Panatti Rec Center when we have food giveaways, and you're looking out not for yourself, for a neighbor, for somebody down the street, for somebody blocks away from you who you know is going through a challenging time. Right now, we're going to say welcome to Brent Hawthorne, who joins us on the line. He is one of the founders of For the Kids Basketball. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Sarah. How are you?
I'm well. Happy New Year to you and your beautiful wife and to all those who work with you with For the Kids Basketball.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Now, today I know you are joining with Allegheny West Foundation and Mr. Ron Hinton and all of our volunteers and staff out in front of the Panatti Recreation Center. Tell our audience, what are you doing today out there?
We are out here right now. The line is out for the food, and we have a few tables set up for free giveaways for warm clothing items. They're new and gently used winter coats, hats, gloves, sweats, hoodies for kids and adults.
Wow. Oh, you're just showing off today. You're doing a good thing. And so now For the Kids Basketball, which works with young people, and you do exactly what the name of your organization is. You work with them and teach them about the sport of basketball, about good sportsmanship, about good behavior on the courts and off the courts. But then you do something like this, and you went and what? You and the team of people that work with you raised funds to get these coats and or got donations. How'd you do it?
Well, I like to combine my basketball program with helping the community as well. So occasionally I'll do a canned food drive where instead of the young people's parents bringing in a donation or pay for the program, they'll bring a canned food or non-perishable item, and then I'll give them away to a food bank. I do that occasionally. Sometimes I'll do a toy drive. And unwrapped toys, they would bring that. So this year, I wanted to bring back to the community. I wanted to come back to Panatti Playground and do the coat drive. So what I did was I rented a facility in Roxborough, and instead of people coming to pay for the program, they brought donations. Mm-hmm. And they came out. My people, my friends, people that I'm connected to, they showed out and brought bags and bags of new clothes, gently used hoodies and sweaters, and I mean, just an array of products. I mean, I even had one friend order a few coats and some gloves from Amazon. Mm-hmm. I got a big box shipped to my house.
I said, "What's this?"
I know, right?
Awesome.
So, I mean, my friends just came out amazingly and just, you know, really showed out and helped the cause. So I'm appreciative of that.
Before we run out of time, you what makes you special, super special in my head, is that you grew up right there across the street from the Panatti Recreation Center. You are from that neighborhood. You are of that neighborhood. And God has blessed you. You and your wife have been successful in your lives. You all could be living in Hollywood somewhere and, I don't know, some mansion somewhere in any part of the country if you wanted. You could be retiring over in the islands of Jamaica or wherever.
Oh, Lord.
You're that blessed. But you still care enough about where you grew up. When you came back and you said, look, ooh, my hometown, my city, my neighborhood, my community, across the street where I grew up and I used to play basketball at Panatti, they need help. And that's when you got started doing what you do now? Is that correct?
Somewhat. You're correct. I grew up across the street from the playground. Mm-hmm. I attended Dobbins High School. I went to Rhodes Middle School. So I'm in this area. I'm from this area.
Yes.
What really turned the tide for me, Thera, was probably when I was coaching. I've been coaching for over 30 years. Mm-hmm. And I was coaching at Germantown Friends. Mm-hmm. at the private school.
Yes, fabulous school.
At that point, oh, it's fabulous. And they have four gyms. I mean, this place is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw privilege there. And these kids wanted for nothing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think you get lax with how good you have it when you see people with means and you're in that right. that environment every day.
Right.
So when Charlie Dickens from my old neighborhood told me that he was having he wanted to start a league at Panatti, I said, "What? You know, you're gonna have a league at Panatti? They haven't had a league there in 30 years."
Yeah.
So that's when I decided to join up with him and bring my program down there. And I did it for the all summer here at Panatti Playground.
And we're so glad you did. And I know that's not the whole story. I really want to have you back when we can take a whole 45 minutes and just talk about all that you do. Maybe have some of your basketball leadership partners with you, your wife, whoever's a part of the For the Kids basketball team, and really spotlight you like you deserve, because there's so much more to the story. And we're running out of time. I go off the air at 9 a.m. But I am thankful, and grateful that I got to meet you, meet your wife, meet the rest of the men who are part of your organization and what you do for our kids. I love it. I love what you do, and I want you to keep on doing it. And I am praying and hopeful that we will have the grant money that you can come back for the summer of 2024 and do a full blast basketball something or other for Panatti Rec Center. And once the new building is up, I can see you taking charge of the whole coaching thing for the basketball situation at Panatti.
Excited.
All
you
right. From my mouth to God's ears. Have a great day. I'll see you in a little bit. I'm coming down there to join you.
I appreciate you.
All right.
Thank
bye-bye.
You.
Appreciate you, too. That's Brent Hawthorne, Coach Brent Hawthorne for the kids basketball, one of the co-founders of that great organization. That's it for me. I got to get out the way. We're getting ready to go to a food giveaway at 3101 North 22nd Street in North Philadelphia, 22nd and Clearfield. We start at 10 a.m. and we go to All the Food is Gone. Everybody, you be safe out there. Getting ready to possibly have some snow this weekend. So get ready, get your gear on, and be safe. Remember that life is so fragile. Handle it with prayer.